1881, the last days of the Jesse James gang. Jesse is about to be gunned down by a young hero worshiper. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain.
Jesse James was a lad, he killed many a man.
Ron Hanson, whose first novel, Desperados, was about the Dalton gang, is now out with The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
In almost every movie about Jesse James, the whole relationship between Jesse James and Robert Ford has been neglected, and I found that the real kernel of the whole story about how a person who admires a mythic figure in the American West eventually goes out and kills him. And we see it again and again in today that people like the man who shot John Lennon started out as a great admirer of him and then felt in some way rebuffed and decided that he needed to die.
Ron Hanson notes that most of the gang activity of the late 1800s took place east of the Missouri River and that the bandits were not Western-oriented.
They didn't wear cowboy boots, they wore gentlemen's boots, and they wore long frock coats, some of them, and mostly fancy dress and ties when they were robbing the banks. It wasn't what we picture with people wearing chaps and cowboy hats. Everything about them, in fact, was more like the English highwaymen than the Western heroes that we see in the movies.
Jesse James had four children. Two of them, twins, died in infancy.
There was a great deal of sickness, of course, in the 1880s, and we often forget about that. That's why these people all look so skinny, is that many of them had consumption and they didn't eat right. There was lots of pollution in those towns. The reason that they got in the habit of airing out their homes in the spring was that they were kept in with these awful coal furnaces, and there would be mantles of soot on almost anything.
Ron Hanson's novel, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, is based on careful historical research. More with Hanson next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Ron Hanson's novel is about the desperado Jesse James. It's fiction based on history. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
A historian really cannot lie, and so he can't imagine something that he doesn't know for a fact. And in a historical novel, you can really sink into the period and get the atmosphere, which is what we want.
Robert Ford, it was a fact, shot Jesse in the back, while Jesse hung a picture on the wall.
Ron Hanson is the author of The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford. Much of what he wrote about the period, Hanson learned from reading the newspapers of the day.
Most of them were located in historical societies, but those people all went to the trouble of photographing those plates at one point or another. So they would lend them out through universities, and I went through the microfilm collections. It's really fascinating reading.
In tracing the events that led to the murder of Jesse James, Hanson worked hard on detail.
I knew that they had to walk down to the post office to get the newspapers, and the newspapers would always be two or three days late because they were just sent through the mail. I knew that Jesse visited saloons and that he went played pool on Saturday nights, from Bob Ford's own admissions. So I just kind of followed them around in their day-to-day activities.
In addition to describing what Jesse ate, how he dressed, how he lived, Hanson was also true to the language of the 19th century.
No word that appears in the book was originated later than 1880. I checked up on all of them. I wanted to stay as close to the period as possible and talk about these people in the same way that they would talk about themselves.
History doesn't record that Bob and Charlie Ford have laid Jesse James in his grave.
Ron Hanson, his first novel was about the Dalton gang. The latest is The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
The younger boys that gathered in the spoil and